Adiós.邀请大家呢，我们牧师呢每天都有提供我们灵修的题目。请大家呢每天能够花十分钟的时间呢来读这些圣经，来默想。所以呢，我们如果这样做的话呢，我们就能够来彼此来联络，来参加神的福音。也提醒大家，今天在下午1:30的时候，我们有教会的执事的会议。今天的会议也同样的是在网上，所以你从我们教会的 Zoom 的地方，就想你参加我们的聚会的时候，你就可以参与我们的执事会。同时呢，要宣布我们的吴展球弟兄呢，他当我们那个聘牧委员会青少年聘牧委员会的主席。因为我们的聘牧委员会来祷告，他们正在努力寻找合适的领导来带领我们教会青少年的事工。我们确实有一些代祷的事项。我们请为年弟姐妹的父亲来祷告。年弟的父亲呢，他正在台湾接受第一次癌症的化疗。他准备回到台湾去照顾他的父亲，请我们为他的旅程的平安来祷告。我们也要为我们的菲利普弟兄他的弟弟杰伊来祷告。他也同样的在上一周呢也开始了他第一次的化疗。我们同时呢也要为 Jim Carter 也就是林秀英姐妹的婆婆来祷告，因为上个礼拜她与主同在了。我们呢继续呢为这些家庭来祷告，也是当他们在面对困难的时候。谢谢。Thank you. 现在是我们宣教的时候。今天所要念的是在宏诗论文第52篇《天地的神》，我们会以起音的方式来念。天地的神，天属你，地也属你，世界和其中所充满的都为你所建立。神的灵造我，全能者的气使我得生。愿荣耀归给他，直到永远。阿们。让我们继续以诗歌来敬拜神。让我们一起来祷告。我们在天上的父，主啊，我们低头在你面前来承认我们的罪， 我们承认我们是破碎的人，住在破碎的世界里面。主啊，这个世界是真的黑暗，而且充满了所有的罪恶。主啊，你的创造呢，就被这世界上的所有的权力、所有的腐败呢，都给破坏了。主啊，我们也是非常的被动，来将我们自己能够努力的帮你的福音传到这个世界上。主啊，如果我们说我们是没有罪的，我们就是欺哄自己。只要我们认我们的罪，神你是信实的，你是公义的，必愿赦免我们的一切的过犯。主啊，求你来原谅我们的罪，不管是我们有意要犯的罪，或是我们想要隐瞒的罪，主啊，都让那些来原谅我们。主啊，让我们来依靠你的信实，你的怜悯。主啊，让我们能够住在你的光照之下，让别人能够因我们能够看见你自己的荣光。我们这样子的祷告，奉耶稣基督的名求，阿门。现在是我们读经的时候。今天要念的是《何西阿书》第一章第二到第五节。何西阿书第一章二到五节，耶和华初次与何西阿说话，对他说：“你去娶淫妇为妻，也收纳从淫妇所生的儿女，因为这地大行淫乱，离弃耶和华。”于是何西阿去娶了比拉因的女儿歌冕，这妇人怀孕，给她生了一个儿子。耶和华对何西阿说，给他起名叫耶斯列，因为再过片时，我必讨耶户家在耶斯列杀人流血的罪，也必使以色列家的国灭绝。到那日，我必在耶斯列平原折断以色列的弓。 A man in his 20s was viciously asking others in the market, "Boss Wan, have you seen my wife?" And Mr. Wan answered, "Nothing, don't bother me." Then this man ran to ask the Mr. Lee, the butcher, "Have you seen my wife?" And Mr. Lee said, "No, don't stay in front of me. I still have a lot of the business to do. This man has been looking for a long time in the market, asking people, where is his wife?" This man was very disappointed and said, "Because his wife has not been home for 3 days and 3 nights." This man, his name is Hosea. Friends who are familiar with Hosea persuade him, "Whoops, your wife. Often the cop calls you. This kind of the woman, I think you just forget it." In fact, Hosea's heart is extremely painful. Think about it. How many men can bail his wife cheating on him? Why is it really worth it? The topic I will share with you today is how it is to bear. God expressed his deeply wounded love through the prophet Hosea's broken marriage. Because the people of God are like an unfaithful woman who betrayed her husband, it really made God very sad. From the book of Hosea, they try to pass the message, is there us, how the Israel is betraying our God. From the Hosea chapter 1 to 2, here it says, when the message from the Lord came to Hosea, the Lord told him, "Go marry a prostitute and have children with her, because the land is prostituting itself by departing from the Lord." We understand that it is God who wants Hosea to marry a wife and have children. And God told Hosea this woman will be unfaithful to him. We find that it is commendable. That is, Hosea is willing to obey God's will, marry a woman he is unfaithful to him. This is very difficult to do. At the same time, it also shows us that when we are willing to obey God, we need to pay a great price. Hosea is such a great prophet. Dear brothers and sisters, the book of Hosea is a true and sad love story. In the beginning, the Lord God wanted Hosea to marry Gomer as his wife, and he will have children. However, the children's names have a special meaning. And we know that Hosea's wife, Gomer, does not follow the rule of the woman. She constantly dates other men. But Hosea went to search for his wife according to God's order, even spent money to redeem her. And he not only to spend money to redeem her, he even forgive her mistakes and accept her again. I want you to think about it. This is so commendable. How many men can do the things just like the Hosea do? Therefore, we can deeply experience the mercy and grace of God intertwined in the relationship between the Hosea and his wife. We see how sorrow the heart of the guy is. But God is a God who absolutely keeps his covenant and abandons violence there. But humans, the people, are often broken promise, and we refuse to repent. If it were not for the mercy of God, if our God did not keep his promise, we would all have perished long ago. Even the people are often broken promise, but our God is faithful, they still have the love for us. Let's read the Hosea chapter 1, 3 to 5. So he went out and married Debalam's daughter, Gomer. She conceived with him and gave birth to him. The Lord told Hosea, name the child Jezreel, because in a little while I will avenge the blood that was shed by Jehu dynasty as Jezreel. I will put an end to the kingdom of the house of Israel. At that day, I will break the Israel bow in the valley of the Jezreel. And because we know the Jezreel is the well-known valley in the northern kingdom of the Israel. Jehu once killed 70 members of the Ahab family in the place of the Jezreel. The Lord God announced that he would judge the Jehu for his the massacre of the Jezreel. And the name Jezreel was given by God. That means God's scatter. And in the verses 4, the Lord said to Hosea to call his son Jezreel. It means to increase the severity of the prophet Israel. God will drive them out. They will scatter them. Let's look at the verse 1 to 5. At that day, I will break Israel's wall in the valley of the Jezreel. So this verse is tell us that God's judgment well came down to Jehu, the Israel. Let's continue to read the verses 6 to 9. Gomer conceived again and gave birth to a daughter. Then the Lord said to Hosea, call her Loruhamah, for I will no longer show love to the house of Israel. Therefore, I will no longer show love to the house of Israel. That I should at all forgive him. Yes, I will show love to have the house of the Judah, and I will set them not by the bow, sword, or battle, or by horse and horsemen, but by the Lord their God. After Gomer had weaned Loruhamah, she had another son. Then the Lord said, call him Lo-Ammi, for you are not my people, and I'm not your God. So we know the Gomer gave birth to the another daughter. The God asked Hosea to name her Loruhamah. What does that mean? It means not receiving God's mercy. So what does that mean? That means God said he will never forgive the Israel. So I wonder if anyone can feel the wrath of God. This is really because the Israelites have done too far. They would rather worship the Baal, the idol, than repent and turn to the Jehovah. Later, another son was born. God said, call him Lo-Ami. It means, you are not my people. And I won't be, you are not on my people anymore now. We saw that the name of the three children all express God's rebuke to the Israelites, and one more severe than the other. So can you fear our God? It's just like the merciful, the loving husband. But we, just like the adulterous wife, we keep cheating on our husband. So can you feel the wrath of the God? How he's angry, his judgment, he's so sad. But toward the end, he still has the mercy, has the love for his wife. So from here, we can see the humans, the sinful nature, and the corruption. As we continue to read, we will find a change. And this is from the verse 10 to 11. The start with the however. Yes, the Israel will be like the sand on the seashore, which cannot be measured or counted. In the place where it was said to them, you are not my people, they will be called sons of the living God. So this is not the conflict between God's decision. We know if we follow the God's will, if we disobey our God, we know that God will get angry. He will show anger with us. But we can understand, but God still loves us, so we sin against them. Yeah, God incited us a struggle because the God loves, just like Hosea, loved his wife very much, but his wife is continuing cheating on him. So this very struggle on the Hosea, and just like our God, God loves us very much, but we continue cheating on our God. So we can see God has the struggle inside there. So in here, we know the name of the Hosea. What's the meaning of the Hosea? The Hosea, that means God will, God's salvation. We know Hosea was called by God to become the prophet of the northern kingdom, and he preached the message of God faithfully. At that time, the northern kingdom, under the leadership of the Jeroboam II, and they have the very prosperous economy. The material life of the people is rich. As the saying goes, debauchery is the common vice among the wealthy. The society was very corrupt from the top to the bottom. To make matters worse, many people of God turn to worship idols. They follow the custom of the Canaanites to worship Baal. When the Israelites worship the idol of the Baal, they commit the adultery. And they are, even the God tells them they commit adultery. they do not repent. And God, through the prophet Hosea, the marriage, especially his wife, commits adultery and is never come home. And the prophet, the Hosea, spent many days to looking for his wife, to ask for him to come home. And through the heart of the Hosea, can you feel the Hosea's, their hearts so sad, so worried, and so angry? And from the heart of Hosea, so we can strengthen how does God feel about us. We just like the Hosea's wife, we cheating on him, and how God, his heart is so sad, angry about us. So from here, we want to understand some theology of the covenant. So from the Bible, you know, the Bible, there's tell us the God's covenant with us. From this covenant, it doesn't matter how human being we are, how so sinful, commit so many things, and we angers our God. But our God, he is faithful, and he remembers his promise to us, so he can forgive us our sin and accept us back to his arms. Now, let's take a look at our society today. Has some church compromised with the world? Are there any churches that are unable to spread the pure gospel in order to win more congregations? Even we know there's a many well-known Ivy preacher admit that all roads lead to Rome. In this way, if they preach this way, Jesus is not the only way, the only truth, and the only life. In fact, it is not American faith has already experienced the big crisis, but also Europeans, the faith. Look at our society right now. More and more people have silently admitted the homosexual marriage. It seems that the whole environment is like this. And you can say it because others will tell you that you discriminate. They accuse you at every turn so that everyone is less and less dare to say it. Brother and sisters, and a brother, sister, the online, the day to come will become more and more difficult because the devil knows that he doesn't have much time. Therefore, in the last days, the devil will do everything possible to suppress our faith. Why do we read the book of the Hosea? Because the today's environment is no different from that of the Hosea. There is even worse. Most people still pursue the power, money, position, and sex. And many people have seen clearly that it is a small number of the powerful and wealthy families that affect everyone's life. They make policies, they control media, and are constantly moving toward the system they want. And these minority leaders are atheists. And they just like the wolf, wear the sheepskin. Because they believe that as long as they have the great power and a lot of money, they can do whatever they want. So brothers and sisters, we must first be psychologically prepared and always be alert and pray. Observe the duration of the world closely. We need to rely on the wisdom and the strength given to us by the Lord God to uphold the truth of the Bible. Because this spiritual battle will become more and more intense. So we need to well prepare ourselves. No matter what kind of the situation the environment we're involved into, we all choose the Bible alone, Jesus alone. So if you agree, please say amen. There is no salvation except Him, because there is no other name given to us by which we can be saved. So let's ask for God to help us. So we must be united and move forward courageously. So everyone, we need to be bound to win by the power of the resurrection. We must have the faith. Only the faith can help us to win, to get the victory. So I always remind myself, as the God's soldier, we need to be bold. We need to have the courage. We are not supposed to fear a lot of things. If you are timid, how can you win the spiritual battle? So in the Bible, they tell us we need to be strong. We need to have the faith, because our God is staying with me. God is with me. And our God, He created the heaven and the earth. He has all the strength. He will be help us to win this battle. So right now, let's read the 1 John 5-4. Let's read all together. For everyone born of God, overcome the world. This is the victory. They have overcome the world, even our faith. Let's repeat again. For everyone born of God, overcome the world. This is the victory, has overcome the world, even our faith. You know, on this verse, that's the key point. The first one says, everyone born of God. We are all born of God. We are created in the image of God. So if we are born of the God, we already won the victory. We already overcome the world, even our faith. So I want you to remember like this verse, they emphasize, we are all born of God, and we already win the victory. We overcome the world. It doesn't matter how big the persecution, it's how difficulty around us, but we can rely our God, because we are created, we are born of the God. And based on the faith on Him, we will win over the world. Let's continue to read the Hebrew, the chapter 3, verses 14. The same we read together. Because we are the Messiah's partner, only if we hold on to our original confidence to the end. Let's repeat again. Because we are the Messiah's partners, only if we hold on to our original confidence to the end. So what do we need to hold to the end? That is it, our original faith. So what is the faith? All right. The faith is not because when you get sick, you lose your job, you face some difficulty, you lose your faith. This faith is we need to build out our faith. Our faith should become more strong and strong every day. And because hearsay, our faith, what is the faith? Faith in God. We shall uphold our faith to the end. Dear brother, sister, doesn't matter you like it or you don't like it. And no matter you believe or not believe, you do know we live in the environment. They have the spiritual battle every day. So as the Christian, we need to train ourselves. We need to train ourselves how to trust God. And in addition, we Chinese do have an idiom. Husband and wife are like the birds in the woods. When trouble comes, they freeze separately. So, you know, when nothing happens, the brother, sister, they are united together. But when the difficulty comes, and you know, a lot of husband and wife, they separate because they cannot deal with the difficulty together. I don't know if one day when a persecution comes, how many Christians will be able to keep the truth and be faithful to the end. But I know the 800 before the century, there is the prophet. His name is Hosea. He obeyed God's command without preservation. And go to marry a chaste wife. And he go to marry an adultery wife. And in his heart, you can see how struggle he is. But from his own very difficult journey, he experienced the God's pain, the mercy, and the redemption. There is another lesson of the obedience to God from the Hosea. And there is learn this lesson. And hope we all be may your will be done in me. So dear brother and sister, if you are willing, please say to the Lord in silent in your heart, say, may your will be done in me. Let's pray together. Dear Abba Father, we want to thank you for putting the book of Hosea in front of us. Let us learn to experience your pain and your sadness. And we want to thank you for your forgiveness and your redemption. And pray for the Lord to keep our hearts better than everything else. And we pray, Lord, to give us the faith and the strength. And open our spiritual eyes so we can really see clearly the spiritual battle. And we know we will win this victory, rely on you. Because you are the resurrection God from the dead. And all the authority from the heavenly earth I belong to you. And we can win over the devil. And we ask for God to the strength of all your churches. And we want to announce Jesus, you are the only way, the only truth, and the only life. And besides you, there's nothing else beyond you. There is no salvation except Jesus, because there's no other name given to us by which we can be saved. And we continue to ask for your message still to speak to us. And all the praise and the thanks by Jesus' name. Amen. Thank you. 下来是我们奉献的时候。今天我们奉献的经文是从《使徒行传》第20章35节。我凡事给你们做榜样，叫你们知道应当这样劳苦扶助软弱的人，又当纪念主耶稣的话说：施比受更为有福。让我们为我们的奉献来祷告。天上的父亲，主，我们要谢谢你，因为你是路上的光，你照亮我们前面所要走的道路。我们知道我们所有的一切都属于你，我们也知道我们唯一的生命也都属于你。我们目前只是把我们所拥有的一部分来奉献给你，而希望你的平安能够成为我们前面的道路，你的爱能够充满我们的心。这样子祷告，耶稣基督的名，阿门。Amen.